Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Parrotsman.
Good morning again. Glad to be here with you, John.
And you're getting better at each break.
Every break.
You needed. You should have
each
come last week.
Each 15 minutes helps, right.
And we just had Bill Blyer on, who is the author of Long Island and the Civil War. And it was interesting. You know, authors of books, I'm sure there's so many books out there that people say, why did somebody waste their time writing a book about that? There's so many of them. This was intriguing.
Yeah.
And the
way in which he personalized it with the accounts of those soldiers was remarkable.
You know? He said it almost make him like they were family. Yeah. But they were an extended family of everybody on Long Island. Now we're moving on to Marlon Cohen. And Marlon is a AARP volunteer instructor for the Caregiver Coach Program. And it's an interesting program. I read all about it. This country, the number of caregivers in this country is just tremendous at this time. And it's only getting bigger. And I had it written down before, and I don't want to put it, but Rosalind Carter, you know, was very big in reference to caregiving after she came out of the White House. And she said, there's only four kinds of people in the world. You know what? It's you are a caregiver, you're going to need a caregiver, you're going to be a caregiver, or you know a caregiver or something. And it's the truth.
Yeah.
Everybody's defined. Everybody at one point in their life is going to have to help somebody. If you're a halfway decent human being. I mean, she forgot the fifth category, those that don't care.
Let's hope there are
but that's
few
besides
of those,
the point.
Right.
Yeah, those that don't care.
Right.
What I need to know, Marlon, is tell me about, just go over AARP in general, but most people know what it is.
Okay. Well, let me just say also, while sitting in the back room, I thought your last guest was very interesting myself. So it was, it was quite interesting to listen to this.
Good. It really was. Yes. And that's a congratulations to Christina Liu, who's our producer, who really does get very interesting guests.
Right. Well, for those of you who have never heard of AARP, it's a nonprofit organization that targets the over 50 population. They're there to fight for issues, for seniors, such as health care, employment, income security, retirement planning. They've gone to Albany to fight for the cost of utility rates, which has been very helpful. And on the fund side, there's a lot of discounts that AARP offers to any of their members, travel services, supplementary benefits. I personally have used many of the discounts myself, at Dunkin' Donut or when I travel. I don't know if you've ever gone to a hotel. There's an AARP discount. So, it's nice to be able to utilize it. The membership is only $16 a year, so you really get that money back if you tend to use the discounts. And on the caregiving side, in addition, AARP has a website with so much stuff out there, but their website, aarp.org/caregiving, has just a myriad of information for caregivers. So it's if you're in that area and you're in that arena, go out to the website and check it out. It's really quite interesting, and you might learn some stuff and access some functions around locally.
Okay.
Could you tell us more about the program that you're so much involved with?
Sure. So what we offer out, and this is a relatively new program. It's only been around for a little over a year. And it's only in New York. We are spearheading this program. If you're a caregiver, as so many people on Long Island are, it's a very lonely business because, you're taking care of your loved one. However, after a while, your friends, your family, they're tired of listening to you. So what we do is we offer out a coach who will spend the time on the phone with you to talk about how to alleviate your burdens, how, perhaps you might want to do A, B, and C instead of this. We will just sit there and listen on the phone if you just need to, get everything out of your system.
Is the coach more for advice or for venting? Or is there a, you know?
Actually, it's a little bit of both.
Okay,
well,
that's good.
We're not actually, or we help you as a caregiver come up with your own decisions.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I know that when I say things out loud, I'm able to cut through some of the things I can't do when I just think about them.
Okay.
So.
And now, is this only for ARC members?
The care, no, no, it's actually a great question. No, it's for anybody, any caregiver, any age. ARP is a 50 and over organization. Mm-hmm. However, if you're a mother, a 30-year-old mom of a disabled child, you're a caregiver. So in that case, then, you know, if you would find it, you know, beneficial to call the program, you know, we would also we're there for anybody.
And there's no charge for this.
No, there's no charge for it. Yeah. So, all too often, when you're a caregiver, you have a priority list of, you know, 10 things that you have to accomplish. When you're dealing with 10 things, it's overwhelming. You're frustrated. You're stressed. You just don't know how to approach. What do I do? The benefit of having someone to talk to is you talk them out and you say, okay, now, you know, let's separate this. Let's decide what's the most important to you, or the most important to the person that you're taking care of, or perhaps the easiest ones, just to get it off your to-do list. And by talking with our coaches, it helps them. You know, we've gotten feedback on that, and it's helpful.
Are you assigned to the same coach every time? So, Marlon, if you were a coach and I'm the caregiver, and so I call today, do I get your phone number? So then on Sunday, if I want to call, I go, where's my Marlon? Or no, you call a number, and whoever's there is whom I would talk to.
Okay. So you call in for the very first time. You're calling into a helpline.
Right.
And let me just give you that number.
Sure, absolutely.
For anybody out there who may be listening and might find that need. It's 631-412-5800. That's our helpline.
Can you repeat it again?
Sure. 631-412-5800. So you've heard about our program through some publication or the show or whatever, and you call and you say, you know, this is who I am, and I would like to talk to a coach. We have people that answer those calls. Answer the voicemail, and I would call you back, and I would sort of triage that call. I'd ask you some information. First I would tell you about the program. If you were interested and say, okay, that works for me, I would ask you some questions, and I would log that all into our system. Then we have coordinators who look at that particular situation, yours, perhaps you're taking care of a mom, a child, a spouse.
Okay.
And we'd say, okay, well, this coach might be better for you. Maybe you were like short, maybe you were exasperated, whatever, but we would line you up with a coach that we felt would match you.
Good.
Okay. Then that coach would reach out to you and say, you know, I'm responding to the call. And the first call is usually a get acquaintance call. Learn some of the stuff that was already said, learn some new stuff, and you'd set up a schedule. You know, maybe at the beginning you'd want to talk twice a week. After that, maybe only once a week. But then every call after that would be your coach.
Okay, the same person.
Yes.
Okay, good.
That's a long
important.
Way to get to the answer to your
question. No, but that's very important because I'm going to form a relationship, even if it's on the phone.
Exactly.
And then instead of getting Marlon, I'm getting George. Nothing wrong with George. It's like
I have to start all over
again. Yeah, it's like you don't understand what I'm talking about.
Right. And actually, so when the coach calls back, you know, the following day or the following week, I don't mean day because it's not a daily thing. You know, she could say, "Oh, well, you took Bob to the doctor. How did that go?"
Right, exactly. Very good.
And it makes the caregiver feel like, okay, this is somebody who understands my life,
right?
Understands what I'm doing, understands my stress, and they do form relationships. And there have been times that some of our coaches, after the person they were caring for, unfortunately, has passed away, they've maintained relationships.
Good.
Because
they've... That's nice.
It is. It's, right. It's at that point, it's no longer part of the program. It's
right,
just
and that's
them,
fine. Them. Is the calls pre-scheduled or can it is it on demand? Like if I'm on a bad day right now, it's whatever time it is, 10:30. I was like, I got to talk to somebody. Do I have the right to call Marlon or no? It's 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, which is fine. Whatever.
Okay,
the rules are.
And that would depend upon the coach and the caregiver set up what's convenient for them.
Right. Okay.
We at the beginning do not give out our phone numbers.
Okay.
Because you don't, you know, as the coaches, you don't know who's on the other side too. I mean, we're not getting a 2 o'clock in the morning call either. So.
Good
so
point. That's true, because, you know, yeah, I mean, some people take it to an extreme.
Right. Yeah. What I didn't say at the very beginning is all our coaches are volunteers. So, you know, the people that are doing this because they want to,
right.
not because they have to.
And their time needs to be respected. No.
Right. And so there's...
Do they go through some kind of training program? Coaches.
Yes, but I would...
Yeah, we'll finish this.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
We're going to take a break in a second. We'll get the training program.
Right.
So what we'll do is set up this you know, schedule, and our coach will call. Now, if you're having a particularly bad time when we call and you can't talk, no problem. Give me a better time, I'll call back.
Okay.
In response to getting that, you know, I'm having a horrible time right now, I need to talk to somebody. If they call back the helpline will get them in touch with their coach.
Okay.
But a little bit further on along their relationship, it's possible that they would have the number of their coach.
But I understand that, but that's individualized because there are people that would take advantage, and if you give out the number on the first call, and you're getting calls at 2 or 3 in the morning, hi, I'm up having a cup of coffee. I wanted to talk to somebody.
Right, right. That, you know. Hasn't been our experience yet, fortunately, but...
it's like dating. You have to take your... honestly, you got to take your time. Well, but, you know, step by step.
You don't know who's calling.
Right, 100%.
You know that, yes. It's match.com for caregivers.
Right. I agree. It's right. Good. Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of an early break because then we can start the training concept.
Right.
So you're listening here to Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM. WCWP.org, and we're here with Marlon Cohen from the AARP.